Hi, Adele. How was the show?
It was with John Poveromo. You would have liked it. It was essentially just John Poveromo and I talking about Marvel back and forth.
Ooh.
It was essentially a dorkdom.
Marvel Comics?
It was dork on dork dialogue when we both had the same dorkdom. it was, yes, it was all Marvel. There was a brief weed off into DC.
Okay.
Had to bring him back.
Bring him back.
Because he was talking about what the things he didn't enjoy about DC.
Oh, well.
That's not what the show
That's
about.
Right.
No, that's no. right. He said that he got into it with an artist who I've never heard of, but you will have.
Mm.
John Romita?
Yeah.
And John Romita Jr.
Yeah.
Who he kind of likes even more than John Romita.
Yes, it's true.
And then
And at this point, I think John Romita Jr. has been in the comics industry longer than his dad was.
Is there a John Romita Jr. Jr.?
I don't believe there is. Or if there is, they're not in, not in comics.
We talked about... I said that I really like the art. Remember that? We've read several comic books that look like they were in oils or watercolors.
Yeah.
And he said, is that Alex Ross? And I said, I don't know.
Alex Ross does his work. He usually just does the covers.
Okay.
Because what he does is so painstaking and
gorgeous.
Gorgeous and laborious. And but he works in gouache.
Gouache?
Gouache is another media. It's kind of like watercolors. It's water soluble, but it's a little thicker.
Okay.
And so you can you know, instead of it sort of having this sort of pastel-y watercolory sort of look to it, it actually has a more vibrant look.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
He also talked about his favorite character. He talked about Nicholas Hammond. I wrote that down. Who's Nicholas Hammond?
I don't know who that is.
Well. I'm so glad I brought
Nicholas
it up.
Hammond.
And then he talked about, there was one point we were talking about Cyclops. And and I said, so is it concussion or is it a light beam? Is it going to burn you?
Right. No, and it's concussive.
And I never knew that it was concussive.
Yeah.
And I said, well, how does it? And he said, and it's from a different dimension.
Oh, is that how they've explained it?
Mm-hmm.
He opens up a little portal to another dimension.
Right.
A dimension of red force.
Well, and the weird thing is, I was like, well, how does he open his... I mean, how does how do the sunglasses stop that red force? And he said, well, it's clearly red quartz.
It's red quartz. It's ruby quartz.
Ruby quartz, that's it. He said, and it's...
Duh,
the science of ruby quartz. And it was... And then he recommended that we read that Donny Cates Cosmic Ghost Rider. Remember how he's Punisher is Ghost Rider, who is also a Herald of Galactus?
Yes.
And it's, I guess, Donny Cates is Cates, C-A-T-E-S, that guy, is writing it. And it's supposed to be hilarious and smart and funny and great.
Oh, great.
I'll read that.
Because he's starting Guardians of the Galaxy, and I think Ghost Rider Herald is in it.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, well, he is also... So what we're talking about here is John Poveromo, and he made a sort of a puppety thing, like a Jim Henson, and it's called Duppet, and it's about depression. It's a puppet who has depression.
Oh.
And so he's talking to people about maybe making a series out of it.
That's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, and he said it blew up bigger than... He was so funny about it because he was like, who knew it would be popular? And I was like, classic. You never know anything. You just do things because you should do them.
You just do things because it might be cool.
And fun for you.
And fun. And
then
funny.
If it resonates, it resonates. And if it doesn't, make another thing.
That's right.
Listen to this episode for it is fun.